Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Wednesday Word. I am your host of The Wednesday Word. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. What happens on The Wednesday Word? So if you're a first timer, if you're just tripping into The Wednesday Word, let me tell you what goes down on The Wednesday Word. So obviously, it happens on Wednesdays. The hashtag to The Wednesday Word is Wednesday Wisdom. So here's what I do. I've got a list of words that are success-themed, themed. Okay, let's just stick with themed. I'll go with that. I have a list of words that are success themed, about over 180 of them. And I'm going down the list one at a time, and I'm going to open up a dictionary, and I'm going to take those words, and we're going to understand the definition of them. We're going to understand the history or the etymology or the derivation of those words, and then we want to look for some wisdom from these words, things that we can understand deeper about these words that we can plug them into our sales and our business and our life. When I first started studying Grant Cardone's content back in 2003, one of the first lessons I learned, which was a very, very powerful lesson that I've kept with me my entire career since, is this. Selling is a conversation, and power comes from the words that you use. Now, if you are taking air, that means, to some degree, whether you know it or not, you are in sales. At some point, you will need to convince somebody to do something. Yes? Perfect. So, you're in sales. So, how do we take these words and plug them into our sales and our business and our life and do what with them, though? Most importantly, use these words as a way to get results in our sales and our business and our life. Now, this week's word is very, very short. It's only three letters long. But it's a doozy. It's a word that we use a ton and that we probably used even more so when we were kids. And most likely, this is a word that has grinded parental gears for millennia by hearing this word over and over and over again. And now that we are allegedly adults, we were taught somewhere along the line between childhood and adulthood that this word should be reserved, that it should not be used. And unfortunately, for us not using it on the regular, costing us millions and millions of dollars. And you know what else is really cool about this? The universe tends to sometimes just show up and interject itself, letting you know that you're on the right track, that you're on the right thing. When I prepare the Wednesday word on Saturday, believe it or not. And so on Saturday over on the Facebook, a friend of mine, Lindsay Shaker, literally posts the following right after I had written what you're about to go through. Okay, she says this, side note, I recently realized that I think I might be threatening people because I tend to ask, well, today's word, if you haven't guessed what it is. I tend to ask, quote, this word a lot. I question stuff, she says. Everything, process, patterns, organizations, dogma, theory, mindset, stasis, everything. She says, I encourage you to be curious. Now, you may have already guessed what today's word is. Maybe not. I don't know. But I think the foreshadowing of this, I think it's brilliant that I write the word, I pop onto Facebook, and there's this post waving at me going, hey, good choice of words this week, okay? So let's get into today's word. Are you ready? Today's word for you, Lindsay, and everyone else listening is why. Yeah, why? Three little words that we used a whole lot when we were kids. Definitely pissed off a few parental units as a result of that word. But then we sort of set it aside because we were discouraged over and over and over to not ask it and just accept things for the way they are. So let's understand why. The word. It's an adverb. It's also an exclamation. And it's a noun. All three of those things. When you look at the definition, why? Adverb. For what reason or purpose? Why did he do it? If we're using it in a sentence. It could be used to make or agree to a suggestion. Like, hey, why don't I give you a lift, man? You don't have to walk, bro. Come on. Why don't I give you a lift? Why not? Okay. Another adverb definition with reference to a reason. Okay. So we're referencing a reason on account of which, for which, the reason why flu shots are needed, repeating every year, is that the virus changes. So the reason why flu shots, right? The reason why. Got it? Okay, the reason for which each has faced similar hardships, and perhaps that is why they are friends. Okay? Dick and Jane have faced similar hardships, and perhaps that is why they are friends. As an exclamation, why? Where you're expressing surprise or indignation, like me earlier today when iMovie wasn't playing nice with me. Why is this happening? Okay. Or if somebody says something that you don't necessarily agree with, but you're curious, right? Like, I'm voting for, you thought I was going to finish that sentence, didn't you? I'm voting for, and then the other person goes, really? Why? Okay. Or would you like another cup of coffee? Why, yes. Yes, I would. Okay. And then we get into the noun. Okay. There's the plural, which is wise. W-H-Y-S. Or just the noun, why. Okay. Whys and wherefores. So you have a phrase. Meaning why so? For what purpose? Let's look at the etymology, though, because I'm done with this definition. Are you? Good. If you go back to Old English, it's actually spelled H-W with a little line over the W and then the letter I. Or H-W-Y. Why? Meaning by what cause? And if you go back to its Germanic origin, it means like what for? Okay? So like, what's the cause? Why? 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 Why not? So I want to go action idea now. What are we going to do with why? What do we do with this word? Okay. How do we parlay this word? And then what wisdom can we get from it that we can apply it to and in the sales, the business, the life? Hold on a second. I'm back. Props. We need props. Okay. You need to know your whys. Okay. And in this book, Sell or Be Sold, Grant lays out a series of questions about why that I have now deemed the why file. Okay. So you want to grab a notepad. You want to get a sheet of paper. And you want to be able to answer the following questions I'm going to lay out to you with 100% complete, total, utter, full certainty and conviction. Okay, and if you can't answer these with 100% complete, utter, full certainty and conviction, then you, my friend, you got some homework. Okay, you ready to make your list? Okay, grab your pen, got your paper. All right, let's go. Number one. So remember, you're in sales, you're in business, this is life, okay? And I want you to think about whatever it is that you do for a living. You need to make these questions applicable to you and growing your business, regardless of your position, regardless of what your name tag says, regardless of what your business card reads. Just assume somewhere in there, you're in sales. Okay, here we go. Number one, why should anyone go into debt to buy your product? Why choose your product over somebody else's? Why should someone do it right now rather than wait another minute? Why should someone buy your product for more money than a similar product for less money? Why should someone do it with you rather than someone down the street or someone else in your company? Why you? Why should they choose your company and not some other company? So again, if you cannot answer those six questions with full certainty, then you need to get these handled. And I promise you, if you don't have definitive answers to those things, it is costing you, as I mentioned above, millions upon millions of dollars. Okay. Well, what are you waiting for? Get your answers. Get after it. do it. This has been the Wednesday Word. I'm your host of the Wednesday Word. My name is David Bradley. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you being here. If you're getting value from this thing, please make sure you have shared it out into the cyberspace. Get it out there. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. Thank you again for being here. Thank you for listening. First timers, welcome. People that have been with me for the whole long duration of this deal, thank you. You are much appreciated. I'm going to leave you with the words of Grant Cardone this week. Know your whys and be great, because nothing else pays.